People who suffer from severe heart failure often have the hardest time doing such simple tasks like walking short distances. For the most part, they're treated with drugs, but the disease is often deadly. And now, heart failure patients could be the beneficiaries of a potentially enormous breakthrough in medical technology.
It is a device called a MitraClip. It's developed by Abbott, and researchers writing in the New England Journal of Medicine say clinical trials have shown a dramatically reduced death rate for heart failure patients. Joining us to talk about this breakthrough, Dr. Nadim Galou, a cardiologist with Virginia Heart. Thanks for being with us.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Explain to us what a MitraClip is, how it works, and how it helps.
Sure. As a background in talking about these patients, they often have essentially up until now had very few choices. These are people with existing heart failure who have enlarged hearts. As their disease progresses, the enlargement of the heart acts to pull the mitral leaflets away from each other, preventing a good seal. This causes leaking of blood back towards the lungs, which further exacerbates their heart failure. These patients are often too sick to be considered for open heart surgery to repair their valve, and those who do have surgery often may not improve. So the MitraClip is a device that we can insert through the femoral vein in the groin, and it's placed with a catheter, and the clip allows us to grab both leaflets and reapproximate the tissue, leading to a more complete seal and a resolution of the leaking, or at least a significant improvement in the leaking.
And how do you see it manifest in the patient? How quickly does it change things?
Almost immediately. As soon as you are able to get a successful result, you see the pressures in the left atrium and the pressures in the vessels of the lungs come down, sometimes dramatically, and within a few days, when you see the patients back in the office, they're able to walk further, their symptoms have improved, their scores on the quality of life measurements also improve. And importantly, in this trial, it showed that with 2 years of follow-up, the patients who received the MitraClip actually lived longer than patients who didn't receive the clip.
Give us an idea of how big of an advance this is in treatment of heart failure.
Oh, I think this is a major advance. The trial results were unexpected, mostly because we weren't necessarily looking for a major mortality benefit. So whenever within medicine you have a therapy that provides a mortality advantage to patients, we get very excited about that. So this is a major advancement.
I've got to ask you, I know this is for patients in heart failure, but could it have applications for people that have a serious mitral valve prolapse?
Interestingly, this therapy was initially designed, and we've been using it for people who have mitral valve disease, not necessarily heart failure, because not necessarily having mitral valve disease because of heart failure, but because of the mitral valve disease itself, what we call degenerative mitral valve disease, meaning that there's something wrong with the leaflets. The MitraClip has been used in those patients and with success, particularly if they were not candidates for surgery. What this trial shows is patients who already have heart failure and the mitral valve is now becoming leaky because of the heart failure, because of the enlarged heart, that those patients now actually also can benefit.
A quick question. Do you expect it to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration?
I think it would be very difficult for it not to be approved based on the numbers that we're seeing from the research trials. So my expectation and the expectation of other structural heart operators like myself is that it will be approved in due course.
Great. Dr. Galou, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. That's cardiologist Nadim Galou with Virginia Heart.